I guess there's one more piece of how this gets lived out that I'd like to have you address. Having known you for some time now, David, I've heard you say that the pulpit is really not the place for talking about politics. And yet, this is an issue that does get politicized frequently. Certainly there was 2006, the successful effort to declare one man, one woman is what marriage is in the state, etc. So sometimes it is a political issue. Is this something that you can talk from the pulpit about, or would that be politicizing things?
When I talk about when I'm doing it the right way and when I'm being faithful to my call, whatever I talk about from the pulpit, I'm talking about from a biblical or a theological or a Christian perspective, even if it's something that may affect our political life. Because also, in a sense, everything and anything that we talk about from the Bible is also political in some way. To say Jesus is Lord is an incredibly political statement. To say that it's not Caesar is not the Lord, or the president is not the Lord, or the governor, or whoever. Anything is political in a sense. You know, so I would shy away from saying, oh, you should vote this way on something, or politically we need to do such and such. But I can say the scriptural witness is this, and certainly that we as a congregation should be inclusive of all people. And then maybe, hopefully, that'll translate out and people will think about that when they're going into the voting booth, of all of the things that they've learned at church, and vote in some way that is coherent with their faith and with their faith journey, that it's not a separate act. So it's a bit of a tight wire sometimes, trying not to be specifically political while knowing that also everything I'm talking about has some political fallout or some political aspect to it.
I want to bring in now Scott Miller, your pastor at First Lutheran here in Eau Claire, an ELCA-affiliated church. You attended this first conversation with Equality Wisconsin. What brought you here, Scott?